a large and diverse group of supporters spent the day at DeKalb School District headquarters.
Academic results at Brooks have improved under her tenure and speak for themselves. At the end of the day, I think she should stay.
Although I believe strongly in the separation of church and state, that this action is arbitrarily taken against this principle. We just now set a pledge under God, I noticed. Amen. And I hope that doesn't mean that all of you would be fired.
It would be a miscarriage of justice if you dismiss Ms. Spears from Gwendolyn Brooks Elementary.
9 hours later, the DeKalb School Board voted 5-2 to dismiss Spears. Spears was accused of violating board policies for buying her staff a book of prayers for teachers.
Never in my wildest dreams did I think that a gift of appreciation, a gift that was given out of kindness, love, professional staff, did I think that this would happen.
The school board did not give reasons publicly for firing Spears. The misconduct charges also involved the work environment in her school. Her legacy will include diversifying the staff and raising test scores. Those are two areas, she says, the district must continue to improve.
Consider the fact that 40% of our student population consists of non-white people. 40% non-white people. And we can't seem to hire any non-white staff. I don't have to lie about that. Look at the records.
Spears says she will talk to her lawyer about whether to appeal the board's decision. I'm Najima McIntyre, WNIJ News.